The cloud above them changed. Force lightning struck the ground, struck the ships in the air, struck the Jedi, using the Force to give them added speed and distance as they ran. All around them, buildings crumbled to dust. Luke deflected a chunk of wall hurtling toward him, directing it to slam into another boulder that was heading straight for Saha. Sabo was a few meters ahead of him as they ran. The ground cracked open, a scant step in front of her. Without breaking stride, she force-leapt easily over the suddenly manifesting chasm, landed on the other side, and kept going. Luke, Jaina, and the others did likewise. The explosion behind them hurled them all into the air. Luke himself had to scramble so he didn't land hard. Even as he twisted to land on his feet, he reached out in the Force and cushioned the fall for some of the less experienced Jedi Knights. He ended up facing back the way he had come, and his eyes widened at what he beheld. The dormant volcano was dormant no longer. Gouts of orange magma spewed kilometers into the air and rained death down along the side of the mountain. It was a terrifying sight, but what alarmed Luke even more than the racing lava was the cloud above it. It looked like smoke, churning and billowing, gray and thick, but it was nothing so benevolent as mere choking ash. He knew what he was looking at. Rock so hot, it had turned into foam 5 times hotter than boiling water, moving at more than 100 kilometers an hour. If this pyroclastic surge overtook them, they would be incinerated instantly, their bodies turned into charcoal. And it would overtake them within minutes. Their masks prevented the inhalation of the poisonous gases and thick, blinding ash, but could not cool the suddenly superheated air. Luke used the Force to cool it as best he could as he inhaled. Beside and in front of him, he saw 2 Jedi suddenly start clawing at their throats, falling an instant later. They had inhaled without cooling the air, and Luke felt sympathetic anguish at the agony in which they had died, drowning in their lungs' own fluid. He squeezed his eyes shut and created a barrier around them with the Force to protect them, running forward now using only his other 4 senses and the Force. Fear, determination, pain all arose around him as the Jedi raced to outrun the cloud of dark side oblivion that was hard on their heels. Some of them would not make it. Some already had not. But most of them would. He forced his eyes to open briefly. Saba Sebatine, the one with the longest legs of them all, had already reached the gate. Not bothering to raise it, lest it be lowered again on them, she had simply blown the durasteel portcullis apart with a Force. Jedi raced through the hole, even as the walls that held it started to crumble. Joy and gratitude washed through Luke as he saw dozens of vessels landing and taking on the nearly exhausted Jedi ground force. Others kept going, heading for their own stealth exes. He reached for his comlink, shouting to be heard over the rumble.
Ben! Ben, can you hear me?
There was only silence. Luke cursed, clicked the comlink again.
Raynar, can you take on more passengers?
Most of the Jedi had flown in their own stealth exes, but there had been several larger ships included in the fleet. Raynar had piloted one such and could get to the tunnels before Luke even reached the Jade Shadow.
Yes, Master Luke. Where do you wish me to go?
Thul's voice was calm as ever.
Go to the entrance of the caves. Get Ben, Vistara, and Natua right now.
Adjusting course, Master Skywalker.
Thank you,
said Luke, permitting himself to feel a slight sense of relief. Just as he clicked off the comlink, a sudden vision flashed into his mind. The image of the multi-legged, red-eyed creature carved onto the ancient wall. He suddenly realized what it was, and a new, horrible apprehension for Ben's safety seized him. Find my son, he thought desperately, as he ran with flagging strength toward where he had left the Jade Shadow. Find my son.